Welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. The aim of this podcast is to give you ideas and tips on how to care for your animal more naturally. Whether your animal is large or small, there's a whole world of complementary therapies and holistic approaches that you can use to help your animal to have a more naturally healthy lifestyle. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about dogs and specifically how vegetables can be part of your dog's healthy diet. Has your dog already discovered the benefits of vegetables? If you buy prepared dog food or what is effectively ready meals for dogs, then you may have noticed on the list of ingredients that it may contain vegetables. And vegetables too can be a healthy supplement or a treat for your dog. In fact, you may have noticed on some supplementation for dogs that they do contain some kind of vegetable. Research has taken place that confirms vegetables are great for human health, with vegetables being considered essential for well-balanced diets, since they supply vitamins, minerals, dietary fibre and phytochemicals. In the daily diet, vegetables have been strongly associated with the improvement of gastrointestinal health, good vision and reduced risk of many ailments. And the same principle of vegetables being an essential part of a well-balanced diet applies too for your dog. So why not consider about including more vegetables in your dog's diet? But which vegetables should you choose? I'm going to give you now three popular vegetables that your dog can enjoy. The first vegetable that your dog could enjoy is carrots. Carrots contain many nutrients, including fibre, both soluble and insoluble fibre, and antioxidants, which are essential for your dog's diet. According to research, carrots might even contain a protective factor for canine cancer, as carrots are not only a vegetable that can be given to a dog, but they have certain compounds that lower the risk of cancer, known as phytochemicals. I'll put the link to that research in the show notes. So how should you feed carrots to your dog? Well, introduce them to your dog slowly. Too many may lead to a digestive upset. Cut them into bite-sized pieces to avoid a choking hazard, and they can be fed raw, cooked or frozen. The second vegetable that your dog might enjoy is peas. These are also packed with nutrients which are helpful for your dog's overall health. There's several types of peas and your dog can enjoy green peas, snow peas, sugar snap peas and garden peas. But do avoid canned peas that have added sodium. The third vegetable that your dog could enjoy is green beans. Green beans are very popular with dogs. They seem to love the taste. And you can feed all types of green beans and they can be raw, chopped, steamed or canned as long as they're plain and don't contain any oils, spices or anything else that wouldn't actually be healthy for your dog. So why should you feed green beans to your dog? Well, they contain many nutrients, including protein, fibre, iron, magnesium and many vitamins. These are beneficial for canine good health. So three popular and usually quite easy to find vegetables that are carrots, peas and green beans your dog can really enjoy as part of a healthy diet. So how much should you feed? Well, as with anything, too much of the same thing can put your body out of balance, and the same applies to our dogs. Balance is essential. Feeding treats of any kind should be in moderation, no matter their benefits. If your dog's having a balanced and healthy main meal, then few treats should be needed. Eating well is vital for anyone, including our dogs, and good nutrition can help to promote good health. And remember too, if your dog has any ill health, any ailments that you suspect, or is on any medication, then do speak to your veterinary surgeon first before you start changing his or her diet and adding more vegetables to it. Even peas, carrots and green beans, despite their health benefits, might actually not be helpful if your dog is on some kind of medication. And of course, if your dog has any ailment, then it's important you get that checked and diagnosed and prescribed treatment ASAP to help avoid any long-term issues developing, and your animal and your dog can be as healthy and happy as possible as soon as possible. I hope that's been helpful as to give you an idea of why vegetables are beneficial for the diet and for your dog. If you have any questions about complementary therapies for animals, then you can visit my website at taranet.co.uk at any time for lots of information on holistic therapies for animals and a variety of training, information, relating to complementary therapies and a natural pet health blog, and also a business blog for pet care entrepreneurs. If you know anybody who would find it helpful to know more about how they can help their dog to have a more naturally healthy lifestyle and how vegetables can be useful, then do feel free to share this podcast with them. The more we can spread the benefits of complementary therapies for animals, the better. So thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.